And just like that, it's the inaugural episode, pilot episode of the BYBR podcast, brought to you by BUB Real.
Sir.
I'm your host, Joey B, Joel Dundada, the chosen brown one, and I got my host over here.
Yes, sir. Go by the name of Los, nice and simple.
And we're going to give y'all the best content that y'all ever heard or seen in a minute. Before we get started, I want to say what BYBR is, what we do, and how it came about. BUB Real, which is short for, or which is long for BYBR, is, you know, a company that myself and my cousin Eddie started. And it was with the initiative to inspire people to be their most authentic selves and not let anyone else, you know, deter them from being them. So we started off with clothing, of course, because that's the easiest way to send a message out, you know, people walking down the street and, you know, they see a nice piece of clothing and they always ask, oh, what does that say? What is that? So that's the real purpose of what BUB Real is. But again, it's bigger than what you see out in the street. It's a movement. It's a collective of people, not just two, that want to live their life without catering or trying to be someone that they're not.
Right.
So there's that. And now we decided to, you know, start a podcast. And we got my boy Los here, who speaks to the whole essence of what, you know, BUB Real is. I could attest to that, you know, knowing him for the amount of time that I've known him. He's definitely a genuine individual.
I appreciate that, man.
I got you, bro. And
nice guy.
And that's what we do, man. So we really wanted to start this podcast to get folks on board and to highlight them, give them a platform, merely not in the Bronx, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're gonna do that. There's gonna be a lot of different type of guests that you guys are gonna hear and see, and there's just so much to unpack when people actually start diving off and open themselves up in a very vulnerable and authentic way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, man, we want to translate what BUB Real is to a media platform, and really highlight the guests that we're going to have on here, to be their true, authentic selves, have conversations of substance, drop some gems. And then, yeah, just like I said, just highlight a lot of dope people that we know.
Yeah.
Also, too, we're both two Bronx natives. You know what I mean? Represented the X. So, you know, just in the X alone, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people, entrepreneurs, artists, creatives. We got the pleasure to interview a few already. And I'm excited, man. I'm excited where it's going to go. We had a lot of good conversations already, and we're just looking to grow and expand. So,
yeah.
Yeah, man. We here.
From, you know, clothing designers,
yep,
rappers, artists, paint, like whatever type of art that is, whether it be musical or paint or things of that sort, entrepreneurs as well, people giving back to the community. So there's going to be a variety.
Yeah.
And we can't wait for you guys to, you know, unpack all these episodes. So sit back, relax, tune in. As, you know, we explained to you how all this came about, right? It was pretty surreal.
Or,
pretty much, you know, I have my own podcast. And if you guys want to tune in, it's called the You Know Bruno podcast. And that was my first go around. And I learned a lot as I did that. So here we are with that journey of mine. I was able to, you know, gain some knowledge and understand what it takes to run a podcast. And you know, he's into podcasts. I'm into making podcasts. And by that individual, I'm talking about Los. And it was his idea, you know, and I could let him take it away of what really inspired him to create a podcast. But for me, it was just, I think the most important thing that we can do in this day and age is, you know, provide some context, mm-hmm. or provide content. And really, like, I think what you're putting out in this world matters. So I think if you're not putting out anything, if you're just like staying quiet, and then there's nothing wrong with that. I just feel like in this day and age, you're just going with the waves. You know, you're not creating a wave.
Yeah.
So I let you go dive deep into
it. Yeah, man. I want to say it too, bro. It was real. Like, we just met, a few months ago. And it feels like I've known you for quite some time. And everything was real organic and genuine. And I can say the same about yourself. You know, you're a real good or genuine man. And, yeah, man, it was cool how it came about. Because, like you said, you were talking about your podcast. And I was like, oh, you do podcasts? I'm like, I got an idea for one. And really, I just got inspired from, like, all the podcasts I was watching, especially, like, the past 2 years. That's really what I, like, started watching the most of, was just interviews and different podcasts and just seeing how, you know, the traditional media is being changed now by the new media, as they say. Yeah. So watching podcasts like All the Smoke, I Am Athlete, just name a few, Rory Amal too, like, just, you know what I mean, just seeing those and then kind of putting my idea together of all the people I know from the Bronx, I'm like, man, there's a lot of dope people that I know, man. The same likewise for you, like, there's a lot of dope people that we know that are from the Bronx, and, you know, we want to serve as that platform for them, you know what I mean? So highlighting them and you know, and showing them what they're doing, like you said, from artists, rappers, entrepreneurs, creatives, and also change the narrative too, man. The Bronx be getting a lot of slander, bro. They be talking shit about the ex all the time.
All the time.
It's,
man,
crazy to me. Like, you go on Twitter, you be like, oh, you see a video, they're like, it's probably the Bronx. I'm like, bro, it's not even the Bronx. Like, what do you mean? Like, why I automatically assume?
Or just like a high exaggeration.
Right.
Like, I'll see it, like, I watched the video of like some like crazy shit that was going on in the street, and then on top of it said, this is what it feels like when I go to the Bronx. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
right.
That never happens in the Bronx. I'm not saying mm-hmm. the Bronx is this safe haven.
Right.
But it's not this fucking, you know, dirt place that people try to make it seem. So.
Yeah, absolutely not. And I do say this, though, like, out of all the boroughs, it's probably the most underfunded and probably the most least developed compared to, like, you know, the Brooklyns and the Queens and obviously Manhattan. But, it's a beautiful place, man, with a lot of dope, beautiful people.
And a lot of love.
Yeah, so, you know, we want to change that narrative as well, and by highlighting the people that we're going to have on the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I think, you know, to continue why and how this is all going to go is that a lot of people in the Bronx, you know, I think, you know, someone who's lived in Manhattan and I'm not downplaying all these other boroughs, you know, I think we all have something special. I think what separates the Bronx, though, is that a lot of people who come out of the Bronx or people that are living in it, they move with purpose.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, from the A-Boogies to, you know, the Cardi B's or to borough presidents or to people that come out of the Bronx and, you know, become lawyers and go to Harvard and things like that. And the reason why I say this is because since it's the most underfunded borough, you have to move with a purpose in this borough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You have to be like, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that, because there's not really much opportunity
right. In
the Bronx. So, and we're not saying that the guests are only going to be catered to the Bronx. What we're saying is that as two Bronx individuals, this is what inspired us, mm-hmm. and how, like, we, you know, we came about meeting each other, and, you know, we moving with purpose.
Absolutely, man.
You know what I mean? And I think we can dive deep, let the listeners know, because this is the first episode. So I feel like, you know, in order for you guys to get to know us, we have to give you our purpose or what we think our purpose is. Because as at this point right now, we are young.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we have an idea of what our purpose is. And again, this podcast is going to be a very open, vulnerable,
yep,
dope type of podcast. So just be ready. And Los, if you want to start, I'll start. Don't matter to me.
Yeah, man. It's funny, man, because purpose is something I feel like I'm starting to learn now in my 29th year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Throughout my 20s, it was just kind of learning more about myself. And it took me this long. And it doesn't matter like how long it takes you, as long as you discover that and then you act on it and acknowledge it. But, yeah, man, I think one, my idea of purpose is serving. I think that's everyone's general purpose, is to serve. And when you kind of truly think about it, like, there's no matter the you know, what you do, for instance, any sort of profession, you're serving somebody else. Athletes, they're serving us by entertainment. We watch athletes, we watch basketball games, whatever. You know, conductors, they're serving people getting to and from places. So I think that's the my belief of purpose. And And that's what I think Mumaz is, man. It's just, you know, one, making people feel comfortable and highlighting them, man. Like I said, just off the past few years, I met a lot of dope individuals just off, you know, off the energy, man. Just real organic, real genuine, and moving with intention, you know?
Moving with intent, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, perfect, because for me, purpose is not a thing. It's not a achievement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a way of living. For me, it's like intent. Like, what am I moving towards to?
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think a lot of people don't have intent in their actions
at all.
And intent can be negative, it can be positive, but that's where you get purpose from. Like, as an example, Donald Trump, who is not liked at all, and or is liked in some states, in some places, you know, the reason why he was able to get to where he was is because with every action that he did, he had an intent behind it. What was that intent? It was negative. It divided the country. It, you know, gave certain other crowds a voice and things of that sort, but there was intent. So I think my purpose in life is to move with progress. Don't confuse movement with progress. Because movement, you can be moving in the same place.
Mm.
But once you add intent to your movement, that's how you progress. And I think with me, like, just like you, I started to figure out purpose in my 29th year. But it really took years. I lived in California for a few. I moved back because I was just living in California. I was moving. I was living out there. But I had no intent of what I was trying to achieve out there. So I moved back to figure out what my purpose was. And I, in my 29th year, throughout the years of, like, 24 to now, I was able to figure it out. It's not a thing. It's not a person. It's not an achievement. You know, it's what am I putting my energy and my value towards? And I think with the things that I've been doing, no matter what they are, I'm putting in an intent for it to be successful. Intent to put in as much work as I possibly can to make sure that whatever happens with it, regardless whether it be my job, my relationship, or, you know, my side hustles, I can live with it because I was able to, again, put the right intent into it, my personal intent. And with that, I was able to progress in each of those things. So, again, that's what I consider my purpose, or purpose in general. And I feel like a lot of people should, you know, figure out a purpose. And the purpose behind this podcast is to highlight individuals who have that you know, purpose and that intent behind them to elevate, you know, the Bronx and their respective neighborhoods and communities.
Absolutely, man. And I think also too, when it comes with purpose, it goes hand in hand with identity.
Yeah.
And that's something also too that one tries to discover on, you know, they try to discover their identity, and they may think doing something, which they may think their purpose is, would kind of de-separate their identity due to what people may think.
Yeah.
And I had that issue with that too. Like, even this podcast, like, man, I'm surprised I'm talking in front of the camera, man, because it's like, of that reason of my identity, I'm like, damn, I don't know what people going to think or how they going to react.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Because I know I move with intent, and what I'm doing here is intentional, you know? So, and like you said, like, a lot of people lack that, that intent. So, yeah, man, this is, like you said, this podcast is going, it's going to be real intentional, real purposeful.
Yeah.
And we're here to serve y'all.
Yeah. And our purpose is to inspire y'all. That's the audience that we're trying to reach. It's not black. It's not white. It's not Hispanic. It's not young. It's not old. It's the people who want to be inspired, who people who want to, like, click on something and say, yo, that's fire. Like, I now know what I have to do to be or to do the things that I want to be or do in life, whatever that may be. That may be running for president. That may be starting your own clothing line. That may be going out to the court 3 hours earlier than anyone else, right? Because those are the type of people that we're going to bring on. You know, we're going to have a coach. We're going to have, like I said, an entrepreneur. We're going to have someone that gives back to the community. So we're going to get people who look just like you in all shapes and sizes. And they're going to all be relatable, and they're all going to be open, because that's the type of environment that we set. But that is not only what we do. There's going to be a shit ton of events that, you know, we got lined up, or, you know, BYBR got lined up. We were just part of a basketball tournament.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out Inner Circle Club, shout out The Last Stop, shout out Real Neighborhood Supporters.
El Cuco,
For having, you know, a dope event like that. There's going to be showcases brought to you by us, because, again, we want to give a platform to people. And by showcases, I mean musical showcase, art showcases, pop-up shops, all happening around throughout the city.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a listener and you want to find out more, just follow us on Instagram. It's BU1BeReal on Instagram. And again, this is just the beginning of giving people platforms. The events are just another opportunity that we're putting out there. So,
and that basketball event was, it was good.
Yeah,
we had some good comp out there, good competition. A lot of people showed out, and yeah, man, for the first one, came out great.
Yeah, man,
it came out great.
It was a lot of hard work and organization.
My boy came out super brown. Boy was steaming under that. Next year, you know, we need a tent.
That's a fact. We definitely gonna need a tent, because I came out honey glazed, bro. Like, so enjoy everything that we got coming your way. But I think, you know, me and Los, you know, turning 29, I think that's something that we could definitely let y'all in on, or turning 30, I'm sorry, we're 29 right now.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a surreal moment, as you know, being the host of this show. And I feel like, yeah, a lot of people already turned 30, and people that are like approaching it, or people that are far from it.
Shout out 92 babies.
The year of the monkey.
Is it the year of the monkey?
Yeah, bro.
I know that.
I was always hyped whenever
you look like a monkey.
I am a monkey. We are monkeys. We're both monkeys. According to the Chinese New Year.
Shout out the Chinese, man. But yeah, man, that goes like, man, we're turning 30, and kind of just to go back what we were talking about, like how we, you know, discovered, or like on the brink of discovering our purposes in our 29th year. And I think with 30, it was so nerve-wracking because of the number, you know what I mean? Like, what our parents may tell us, what society says what we should have by 30. And neither you, we don't have none of that. We have no kids.
No kids.
You know what I mean? We're not married, you know what I mean? Like, it's...
I ain't stuck.
I feel like the pressure of turning 30 was always something that... that always like kind of lingered in my head. But like now as I got older and I'm more in tune with myself and who I am, I'm excited, man. I'm excited for 30 because I think I'm, both of us, man, I think we're both just scratching the surface, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, we're much wiser now. We learn from our mistakes in our 20s, and it's just time to apply what we learned, you know, then and apply to this new decade.
Keep it 100 with everybody. 30s is the new 20s.
Facts.
30s is the new 20s. Like, the shit that, you know, our parents or the generation before us was able to accomplish in their 20s due to years of inflation and, you know, just at all the prices of everything skyrocketing. Nobody, our generation, and I mean nobody, like, it's probably like 90%. Was able to achieve the things that the generation before us achieved in their 20s,
right,
for that exact reason. And what I mean by that is, just to give you some insight, is that the price of a house back then, in let's say the 90s, compared to now, is tenfold. And it's always been like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always been, you know, prices go up, inflation goes up, the value of the dollar goes down. And things of that sort. So it's normal. But again, it's just now it's just people are achieving things at a later age. But also people are living longer.
Yeah.
Also, tuition is more expensive. Things of that sort. I can go on for days. People know this. The information's out there. 30s is your new 20s. And what I want to say is that for people who are reaching this milestone is to... go into your 30s knowing that it's okay to not be where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to be this or that, because realistically, someone may have something earlier than you does not mean that you won't be able to achieve it later in life.
Mm-hmm.
And that, for me, is what 30 is. The fact that even though I haven't bought a house or I'm not married or... have kids and things like that, like, it's perfectly fine again, because I know at a certain point I'm setting myself up for that. And the only difference is that our generation was put in a position where those things have to come a little later.
Right.
So 29, cool. 30, gonna be a bang, and y'all gonna all be a part of it. This podcast is gonna be a part of it. And it's gonna be a sweet ride.
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes too for the people in their 20s who's, you know, who's watching. Like, don't stress yourself out. Like, you're still super young. We're still super young. You know what I mean? It's okay to not have everything figured out by a certain age. When you think about a lot of like successful millionaire billionaires, they didn't see real success until late 30s, yep. 40s. You
actors,
know what I mean? Actors, yeah. Too. Like Samuel Jackson, I think his first role was like in his early 40s or something, mm-hmm. like that. You know what I mean? So yeah, just, you know, don't give a worm. Just go day by day, and like we said, just move with intention.
Yeah, move, you know? Exactly. Move with intention. That's the best advice that we can give you as two gentlemen going into 30.
100%.
I can't wait, bro. I get jitters because, yo, it's gonna be fucking fire.
I feel like I'm aging, but I feel like I get better with age too, bro.
I haven't even hit my prime.
That's what I'm saying.
I haven't even hit my prime.
LeBron shit, year 20.
Year 30.
Getting better with age.
So, yo, it's going to be fun, and I hope y'all enjoy the ride.
Yeah, but, and I'm glad we started this, man, because this is something like, just going back to what we spoke about and how it started, you know, it's exciting to see, you know, this journey and where we at now. You know, this was just an idea, and here we are recording this podcast. I want to ask you this, man. What made you get into podcasting? Like, how you got to this point?
I think for me, what made me get into podcasting was it's just a different form of radio.
Mm.
And, you know, growing up, I've always had personality. And I've always been a conversational type of person. Like, I've always engaged in conversation with anyone at any time about anything. And it literally has been like a gift and a curse, because my friends hate that I can start a 20-minute conversation with somebody in the street. But it's also cool because I love to understand and get to know people. But it goes deeper than that. As a young kid, there's a funny story for y'all. So I was 10 years old. I went to DR.
Mm-hmm.
I had a baby voice. I sounded like, you know, like a little kid, and I'm so happy, and life is good. I went to DR as a 10-year-old kid. Y'all know what goes down in DR. Put it like this. At the end of the day, I had a situation with an older woman, and, you know, it went down.
And at that moment, little Joel knew.
I touched a little bit. I ain't do nothing crazy, but at that moment, you know, my Adam's apple just dropped. My balls dropped and I started talking like this. So I came back from DR that summer with this voice, and my mom was like, "What'd you do over there?" I said, "Nothing. I just, you know, puberty hit me out of nowhere."
Nah, bro. To have this voice at 10 is crazy.
I had this voice at 10. And then ever since then, my grandfather, God rest his soul, he would always say, "Tu tienes una voz de un locutor," or you know, a radio person.
Mm.
So that's just something that always stuck with me. Like, he started the trend, and then other people would start saying it, and then it was, for me, it was just like, cool. I guess this must be, you know, my purpose or
right.
Something like that. And it became podcast because as I got older, podcast became a thing, and it was just easier to put out content. Instead of, you know, having to work a 9-to-5 and work my way all the way up to the top of the radio host game.
Yeah.
So that's why.
That's dope, man. And when you started the first one, so when was your first ever recorded episode? Like, was it in college? Was it?
In college, I worked in the radio.
Okay.
I worked for WONI 90.9 for a little bit. That was fun. So that was like my first taste of what it was like to engage with audience, and, you know, how to keep a show running.
Mm.
Then after that, I took a 2-year hiatus. I was like, maybe just do some other stuff. Came back into the game. My boys were always telling me, "Yo, do a podcast. You got it. Do it." I was like, So I ended up doing it. I started the You Know Bruno podcast. Took about a year and a half to record 5 episodes because it was just a long journey. I did everything myself. But I got a lot of good guests on there, from, you know, college professors to, you know, former politicians to former doctors. You name it. Like, I have a therapist. We spoke about a variety of topics: mental health, drug abuse, gender communication, things of that sort. So that's when I really started to take the helm of, you know, being on a podcast. And, you know, like I said, tune in. You Know Bruno podcast. You can follow me at PG_JoeyB, and tune in. It's gonna got the link tree right in my bio. So.
Yeah, and it's very fitting, man, for everybody who knows this man, real funny dude right here, and he was meant to be behind the camera, or in front of a camera, rather.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I'm usually behind the camera,
yeah.
But for podcasting, I think conversationally, I'll be in front of the camera. Why about you? What made you?
You know what, man? Like I said, just getting inspired from the podcast and I was watching, and I'm glad that I met you, because in a way we're similar, but we're kind of opposite. You're more so outgoing, and I'm outgoing too, but I'm a little bit more reserved. You know, I like to read people first, and I'm very protective of my energy too. So when I met you, you had real great energy, but I also saw how you were with everybody else. You know what I mean? Like you have that gift where you can just kind of just go up to anybody and talk to them. So yeah, I commend you for that, man. And you make me feel comfortable to get in front of a camera and talk, because I feel like I could, you know, contribute some things. But yeah, man, like I think that's what it was. It's just like the combination of those two. So like I said, I just know a lot of good, dope people, man, like that I have a lot of good conversations with. And I'm like, yo, these are conversations that will help or benefit other people, like conversations of substance that people could digest, you know what I mean? And that and relatable as well, you know what I mean? People that look like us. So yeah, that's how we're here, man. And you know, like I said, met you and here we are. You know what I mean? So thank you for trusting in me and taking me a part of the journey, my boy.
It's been real. It's I appreciate that, bro.
Yeah,
I really do, man. I really appreciate, you know, you being a part of this, and you know, saying this is what we should do, and just coming up with the whole idea, and also like putting yourself out there. I know that a lot of people don't really like to take risks.
Yeah.
And that's what life is all about. Life is all about the risk that you take and you don't take. And you know, here you are, you're taking a risk and you're betting on yourself and you're doubling down. And you know, this is what it's all about, bro. So
absolutely, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
And you heard it here first. Well, if there's anything else you wanna, you know, let the listeners know, I think they got a good gist of what the first episode is gonna be,
yeah,
or what the podcast is gonna be, and bro, it's gonna be.
I'm not saying this because you know. I'm not trying to be biased, and you know, being that it's our platform, but just from the guests we had on already, it like that really sold me in like in saying like, yo, this podcast is gonna be something like, yeah. I think it's gonna be something big, and yeah. I think people are gonna like it and they're gonna relate to it. And like I said, we just had a lot of good, and it just got better with each episode too. So yeah. Stay tuned for what's in store. Yeah, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
Let's do it. Y'all already know. It's the Be You Be Real podcast, brought to you on by Joey B and Los.
Yes, sir.
Stay tuned.